Well, I don't know. Those who are reluctant are going to lose out this morning. From my allowance, I took some money out so I can share it with you. When I was 5, I was finally old enough to get an allowance, and I used to get a quarter a week. I have a quarter for each of you. You get an allowance today. How about that? You get paid to come to church. What a deal. But there were some rules. How much is in a quarter? 25 cents. So it's how many nickels? 5. How many dimes can we fit in there? Just 2 plus a nickel. Okay. So the rule in my house was I had to take 10 cents from that and put that in the church or the Sunday school offering. And then I was supposed to put 10 cents in a bank that I got. Let's see if we can find it. So how much did that leave me in crazy money? 5 cents. So my mother was pretty clever. She gave me this little calimeter, it says. And if you put the dime in the top, it moves the day and the date. And if you don't, it doesn't change. So with a glance, she knew. I think she still knows. So with that nickel left over, I had some options. And one of them was to put them in this other bank. Have you ever seen a bank like this? Yes? This is supposed to look like a safe. And it's got its key. So with that extra nickel, I would save up so then when it was a birthday, I had 4 brothers and sisters, and they always wanted something for their birthday, right? So I would open up my bank and take out enough, and we could get super toys for like $1 back then. But that took a long time to save. And so every Christmas, my aunt and uncle would give us each all of $2. And I got a $2 bill. And some of you will know that it's worth more than a $3 bill. And then on occasion, somebody would come back from a trip or get some change that they would let us have. And I would get things like a silver dollar. And I have one for when my dad was born and one for when my mom was born. So those are treasures. They may not be worth a lot of money, but for me, they're a treasure. And then when people went to places like Austria, when they had their own money still, I got 10 groschen, holy mackerel. And I got this square money, and money with a hole in the center, and some of these other strange looking ones. So if I add it all up, it must be worth at least $4 in here. But to me, it's a treasure because each one has some meaning for me. Okay. And that reminds us of some coins of the Bible from when I was a kid and we used this currency, like shekels. and lepta and the widow's mite and a denarius. You all had those when you were growing up too, right? Okay. So these are some of the coins that were used in the Bible. But one of the ones that seemed to be most important to Jesus was this widow's mite. Can you see how tiny that is? Is it a lot smaller than your quarter? Yeah. Oh, yeah. But what was so special about this coin was when other people were throwing money into the big boxes at the temple and letting people know, look how much I'm giving. This little widow kind of slunk over there and very quietly dropped it in. But Jesus noticed, and what was so special about it was the only money that she had. 100%. And so when she went back home, she had nothing. Nothing to buy clothes or food or drink. She had given it all to the church, to the synagogue, believing that God could make better use of it than she could. So of all of the treasures, I didn't bring my mason jar of buttons, because that was the toy that we had at my mother's house. We would sit there as kids and string the buttons and make necklaces. And when she died, that became very important to me. My other grandmother and I would have tea, so I have a little teacup and a little pitcher that we shared tea with. That must be worth, at Salvation Army, at least a dollar and a quarter. But to me, it's priceless. And what do you think is in this box? What does this look like?
A plate.
Where else have you seen one like this? Up on the altar with communion, we put the bread on there. And what would be in here then? The cup, the chalice. And this then is a chance for us to go visit people who cannot be here and still bring them the very special paid for meal that Jesus gives us. And so for me, this is one of the best gifts that I ever got, and I get a chance to share it with a lot of people. So, what can you do with your quarter? Put it in a piggy bank. Get a gumball. And some of the kids at the earlier service said, I think there's some people outside the church here that come by that probably don't have a lot of money, and maybe they could use that. Thank you for letting us talk a little bit about the treasures that we have. Jesus says, yes, yeah, where your heart is, that's where your treasure will be. And so let us pray as we part from one another. Gracious Heavenly God, we give you thanks for the bounty which you give us, not for our own, but in trust. May we always remember that it comes from you and it should be used for the greater good of your children. In your name we pray, amen. Thank you for helping us.